This is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. I'm Greg Schindel, train singer. We're now boarding the Bipolar Express. Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga up the hill. Puffin' and a-chuggin', you know that engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety-clickety-clackety-click. As we spin past the beginning of the season of Embolk on the great wheel of the year, and it's unmistakable, the new light, come on, it's filled with the promise of increasing every day as we glide toward Astara. It's March 19th and the 22nd. That's also known as the spring equinox. Ah, but we've a ways to go before the wind and the rain and the snow and the ice give way to the miracle of springtime once more. God, why are you talking like that, Greg? Oh, I don't know, train. You're like, flowery speech, you know. But, you know, one of the, wintry sounding songs that I retained from my days when I was doing cover songs is called Four Strong Winds, and it was written by Ian Tonson. Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all the things that don't change, come what may. And all good times all are gone, time for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way. Think I'll go out to Alberta, weather's good there in the fall. Got some friends I can go to working for. Still I wish you'd change your mind, come back one more time. But we've been through that 100 times before. That blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all the things that don't change, come what may. And our good times all are gone, time for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back. If I get there before the snow flies, things are looking good. I could meet you if I sent you down the fair. But by then it will be winter, not much for you to do. And those chilly winds sure blow cold. That blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all those things don't change, come what may. And our good times all are gone, on it's time for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this. You know, that boy, he needs to let it go. It's kind of like the dog with no legs, you know. She's not coming. But Anyway, a pretty little song, and when I was a kid, it really meant a lot more than it does now. But hey, so I've been, again, reading from The Scenes in Wonder and Curiosity, this book about a magazine published in the 1850s. And this one particular storytelling right here really reminds me of winter, and I might as well celebrate winter while we're here. Why not?
Hooray, hooray, winter!
Gee. Well, anyways, here's an incident about miners in the gold country and the Sierras and the deep snow. And how often does the miner, residing on a bar or valley of a canyon or river, leave his snug and cozy hut to explore these vast forest solitudes in search of richer diggings? Even in the midst of winter, neither snow nor rain nor storm deter him from his purpose. And who has not known or heard of many who have thus gone out when the air was clear and the day was bright and never again returned? Wandering on the surface of the snow, packed perhaps by a thaw or rain, or hardened by a frost, he has gone on until the gathering darkness of a coming storm has shut the sun from his sight and guidance before the cabin of refuge was in sight. Alas! He's lost! Lost! None but those to whose hearts the reluctant conviction by experience has at last forced itself with its paralyzing power can fully realize the soul-harrowing feeling expressed in that one simple Saxon word, lost. Lost on the wide expanse of snow and forest. Lost with neither compass nor star to guide, without company, blankets, or food. The heavy flakes that fall and cling to him as he clings to life cover up the tracks of his footsteps, so that even the hope of returning by the way he came is denied to him. At last, weary with his fruitless efforts, he at first sits or lays himself down to rest, only for a few minutes. But the nightmare of care is pressing heavily on his bosom. Fatigue, hunger, and cold are fast weighing down his eyelids, and he falls into the sleep which knows no waking. In vain do his cabin mates or relations or friends await his coming. Alas, he is dead. The writer, while engaged in taking views for this magazine, was overtaken by a snowstorm on the Trinity Mountains, and being lost and benighted as well as weary, sat himself down to rest. And just as the drowsiness was stealing over him, the neighing of his horse recalled him to consciousness when he found that the storm had ceased for a few minutes, and in the distance a dim light was visible. He need not say that the horse saw the light, and by expressing his joy in a loud, long neigh, saved his master's life. Yikes! I've been lost, but not so seriously in my lifetime.
That would be
very bad. I'm afraid it'd be very bad. Well, so again, I love this. I love the writing. I love this stuff. But be warm and cozy while riding on the Bipolar Express. Be your hometown radio on KLLG LP 97.9, right up here in Willits, California. That's right, up in California. Train Singer.
Yes.
Hey, since we're celebrating the winter, season and stuff, do you have any cold, wintry train songs to to share on this particular ride today?
Well, of course, Greg, and it's kind of funny.
I knew that answer before you even asked the question. Can you imagine that?
Yes, I certainly can, Train. We're quite a couple, aren't we?
Oh, yes, we are. Well, anyway, here's a medley of kind of wintry sounding. There's some word in there that makes me feel cold. Riding on an eastbound freight train, stealing through the night. Hobo Bill, that railroad bum, was fighting for his life. The sadness of his eyes revealed the torture of his soul. He raised a weak and weary hand to brush away the cold. He'd hobo believe. No warm light flickered around him, no blankets there to fold. Nothing but the howling wind, the driving rain so cold. Whoa. He heard a whistle blowing in a dreamy kind of way. Hobo seemed contented, for he smiled there where he lay. Hey, hobo, Billy. Outside the rain was falling on his lonely boxcar door. Little form of Hobo Bill lay still upon the floor. As his train sped through the darkness, through that raging storm outside, no one knew that Hobo Bill was taking his last ride. Hobo Billy. It was early in the morning, they raised the hobo's head. Smile still lingered on his face, but Hobo Bill was dead. Ah, there was no mother's longing to ease his weary soul. Well, he was just a railroad bum who died out in the cold. Hobo Billy. Of course, that's Jimmy Rogers, Hobo Bill's Last Ride. Now, here's a fictitious train song. They were very popular because wrecks were very frequent back in those days, by the way. Want to take a rain ride? No, I'd just rather listen to the song after. On a cold and stormy night, not a star was in sight. The cold north wind come a-howling down the line. Stood a brave engineer with his sweetheart so dear, and his orders to Apollo number 9. With a tear in her eye, she kissed him goodbye. All the joy in her heart she could not hide. Whole world seemed bright. She told him that night that tomorrow she'd be his blushing bride. Now the train moved along, all the wheels hummed a song, and that black smoke come pouring from the sky. With his headlight agleam, seemed to brighten his dream, for tomorrow he'd be coming by. He swung around the hill, his brave heart stood still, headlight was staring in his face. Oh, he whispered a prayer he threw on the air, for he knew that this would be his final race. Mm-hmm. and the wreckage he was found lying there on the ground. He asked them to lift his weary head. As his breath slowly went, the message he sent to the maiden he thought he was to wed. Little white house, I bought for our home. I thought we'd be happy by and by. Well, I'll give it to you, 'cause I know you'll be true till we meet at that golden gate. Bye-bye.
That's kind of funny, actually. Imagine, you stay in that house, it's all yours, but you're going to be a lonely old maid, I'll tell you that. And if you mess around while I'll meet you at the Golden Gate and I'll fix you. Oh, maybe I won't get to stay there then, but this is a crazy song anyway. All right, this one, another one. It's a cold setting. This is one of Woody Guthrie tune.
Down from the scrub old country, southeast Texas Gulf, he used to ride a train man double tough. He worked the towns of Kilgore, Longview, 9 Mile Down. All the travelers said that East Texas Red, the meanest bull around. If you rode by night, or the broad daylight, or the blizzardy wind, or the sun, you'd always find that little East Texas Red just sporting his smooth running gun. All the tail got spread down to stems and manes. Everybody said that the meanest bull on them shiny irons was that little East Texas Red. Cold and blizzardy morning, long about 9 or 10. Couple boys on a hunt of a job, they stood in the blizzardy wind, hungry and cold, and knocked on the door of the working people around. A piece of meat or a carrot or a spud, just to boil some stew around. East Texas Red, he come down the line. He swung off old number 2, kicked their bucket over a bush. He dumped out all his stew. Now the traveler said, little East Texas Red, you better get your business straight. You're gonna ride your little black train just 1 year from today. Well, Texie laughed. He climbed the bank, swung on the side of a wheeler. The boy got a tanker to Seminole and west to Amarillo. They got them a job, oil field work, and they followed a pipeline down. Took them many places before that year had rolled around. And on a cold and frosty morning, they boarded a southbound train, shivered and shook with the dough in their clothes to that scrub old flats again. Then with their new suits of clothes and overcoats, they walked into a store, paid the man for some meat and stuff, just to boil a stew once more. Well, the smoke of their fire went higher and higher, and old Red, he come down the line. Head dug low in his overcoat, he waved old number 9. He tracked on down to that jungle camp, and he came to that same old spot. And there were the same 2 men again, around that same stew pot. Red went to his knees and he hollered, please, don't pull your trigger on me. I didn't get my business straight, but he did not get his say. A gun wheeled out of an overcoat and it played that old 1-2. Red was dead when the other two men sat down to eat their stew. Ooh. Oh, ooh, that's kind of a chilly song as well. Chilly tale, perhaps on a chilly day on the BPE. K-L-L-G-L-P, you know? Train?
Yes.
You know, since the skunk isn't running with you on it until March or something, you know, I bet your train tunes are kind of getting a rest. You know, you're right, Greg. Excuse me. I'm afraid they might just go to sleep and, you know, like, never wake up. You know, like that man in the snowstorm. So... maybe I'll also rouse them, wake them up a little bit, nudge them. I think I'd like to give a few of them a little nudge or a little shaking. And here's one. Did I change my harmonica? So I did. Here's another one. Roy Acuff. Or is it Lester Flatt? I don't know. Or is it Earl Scruggs? Or is it Jimmy? I don't care. No. Here she come, look at her go. There she go, eating the coal. Watch her fly, whoa, look at her sail. Let her by that five-old man. Let her go, look at her skim. Hear that low whistle and scream. Like a hound, wagging his tail. Dallas, bye, man, fly-ball man, woo-hoo! Engineer, making up time, track so clear, look at her climb. See that freight clearing the rail. I bet she's late, that five-ball man. Not to worry, look at her sway. Give that curve out of the way. Watch her fly, woo! You say, let her bye, five-ball man. That's right. Oh, yeah, Fireball Mail. I got to sing that particular song when the Smithsonian Institute came out and did a special on the last mail drop and pickup on the California Western Railroad. So bye-bye, mail. Bye-bye, mail on the railroad as well. Every morning about 7 o'clock, 20 terriers are working at the rock. Well, the boss come around, said, keep still, come down hard with your cat and drill. Drill ye terriers, drill. Drill ye terriers, drill. Work all day for the sugar in your day. Down along the railway, drill ye terriers, drill. Hot as blast on fire. Our new boss, Danny McCann, tell you for sure, he's a mighty mean man. Last week, premature blast went off a mile in the air with Big Jim Gaw. Whoa! A drill ye terriers drill. Drill ye terriers drill. Work all day for the sugar in your day down along the railway. Drill ye terriers a drill at his black fire. Next day payday come around. Jim Gaw, a dollar short was found. He asked what for, come this reply. Use dock for the time he was up in the sky. Hey, drill ye terriers a drill. Drill ye terriers drill. Work all day for the sugar in your day down along the railway. Drill ye terriers a drill. Heart is black. Whoop, terriers live on a working sweat. Ain't no terrier got rich yet. Sleep, work, work some more. You drill right through to the devil's door. Hey, I drill you terrier drill. Drill you terriers drill. Work all day for the sugar in your day down along the railway. Hey, I drill you terriers drill. Out is black fire and black. In fire. Drill you terrier, drill you terrier, drill you terriers. Drill. Ooh, yes, I like that minor sound. I actually, this is one of my favorites. You know, Casey Jones was a mighty man, and now we're living in the promised land. He only means the kick you don't understand. It was a 6-8 wheeler on his command. He made the freight train boogie all the time. Woo! Freight train boogie as he rode down the line. He go, woo woo, wow wow, woo woo, wow wow, come on, woo woo, wow wow, woo woo, wow wow, made the freight train boogie as he rode down the line. You know, the firemen started to ring the bell. People hung around so they could tell that Casey Jones was a coming to town on a 6-8 wheeler. Flat on the ground, they made the freight train boogie all the time. Whoa, freight train boogie as it rolled down the line. You do this with me, come on. Woo, woo, wow, wow. Woo, woo, wow, wow. Woo, woo, wow, wow. Woo, woo, wow, wow, wow. Down the line. Oh, to wake up all the people all along the line. Oh, you make that whistle whine. Said with farmer now, hold of your feet, cause I'm gonna make the driver do the boogie beat. He made the freight train boogie all the time. Ooh. He made the freight train boogie as he rode down the line. Come on, here we go. Woo woo, wow wow, woo woo, wow wow. Down the line. Oh, hey, hey, Casey Jones, a mighty man, now he's living in the promised land. He owned a music he could understand. It was a 6-8 wheeler on his command. He made the freight train boogie all the time. Freight train boogie as he rode down the line. Woo! Ah, that's right. That's a fun song. I get some all excited. Calm down, Greg. Calm down, train. Okay. So, again, scenes from, Curiosity and Wonder. How much time do we have? Time to keep reading? And
you have 30 minutes.
Oh, wonderful. I'm actually might be able to get some stuff done today. So I would like to read again from my, and remind you, this is KLLG. In case I hadn't said that, LP, that's called for long play. No, I wish it did, but no, there's only so much of this I can take, and I can tell Mike. The end of an hour, he's kind of goes, yeah, I got to go home. I got to go home. My meds are wearing off. No, they aren't. I'm better now. Okay, Greg, stop. Why do I do this? I don't know.
I don't know, you know. I just... Stop crying on the air.
Okay. Did I find it or did I just not? You know, if I have to look for this again today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set my guitar down. I'm talking to you folks. Don't worry about it. I'm here. Yes, I am. But it's very easy for me, easier for me to read when I'm, yeah, see, I have a marker in this book, but then again, I wrote down the page number. Can you imagine doing that? I know, well, anyway. So the page number is 340, and there it is, there it is. Now, I like to read a little bit about, this is about a railroad, but it's a very unique and strange railroad. It doesn't have an engine, but it has the tracks. And therefore, I guess that's why they will be calling it a railroad. And in order to get logs out, there was a special mill and a railroad built on the top of this hill. And the logs were sent down this hill at a 45-degree angle. And what it was is there was a pulley situation. They put the big log in one car, and the weight of that log would pull the car from the bottom up. And it was just kind of a continuous pulley up and down kind of a situation. Here's a picture of it. I can show it to you, Mike. It's an extraordinary.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, you couldn't very well put it. Yeah. But anyway, and I'd like to read this part here because there were camping, there were picnic outings that were being sold back out of San Francisco into the Sierras. You know, people had money. They would come out in the cities, and like they do today, except these were guided tours because it was still pretty wild out there. And so this is a frolicking, very well, happily-go-lucky wagon of people out on an outing, and they will come across this particular railroad. But I'm going to read a little bit about that railroad at this point. This railroad is built upon an inclined plane at the often quoted angle of 45 degrees for the purpose of lowering saw logs to the mill. And the car descends with its load and being attached to a rope through a pulley at the top, as I mentioned, to the empty car. The weight descending causes the empty car to ascend, and by which contrivances the necessity of any other kind of machinery for that purpose is obviated. So, but now here, let's join these people. Now, it so happened that we all endorsed the opinion that frolic was better than pills and pure mountain air than powders and open-hearted, jovial, and unrestrained laughter better than medicine of any kind. However, it seems to be well understood that care was to be left behind. I know it is pleasant to forget care for at least one day. Is it not, reader? Perhaps, though, we say perhaps, you may belong to those long-faced, slab-sided, door-post-built, cold and immovable continents kind of folks who don't believe in fun, and certainly not in picnic parties. Well, then, we pity you. No, no, we don't either, for you don't deserve it. You don't. So this is the kind of people that are out there in the bushes right now on a wagon with lots of goodies. So on we go, merry as Rick Crickets, and now passing through the long forest of trees, now ascending or descending a gently rolling hill, then taking alternate doses of dust and soda water, jokes and cakes, until we arrived at the top of a hill overlooking a canyon. Here, on looking down, we saw something resembling two long lengths of broad ribbon with bars across, lying on the side of the hill. And when the question was asked, "What is that?" it was answered with, "That is a railway. And we take all our logs down that rail to the mill." You know, that little dark spot down there, yonder? And we have all of you. You're all going to do it. You're going to take a ride on it to the mill. I never can ride down there, cries a lady. Oh, yes, urges a gentleman. Why, that railway is nearly upright, queries a second lady. Oh, dear. sighs a third. Never mind, soothingly suggests a second gentleman.
I never can,
objects another lady.
If the rope should break,
suggests a fifth one. God, they are tight.
Why, really, there is no danger, cries gentleman number three. For altogether, we are not as heavy as a green pine log, and that never broke it.
Well, after some hesitation and delay, one gent seats himself in the car, fitted up with seats for the occasion, and with sundry questions and entreaties and sighs and signs and oh dears, the whole party join him, and at last we are all safely seated. While beneath the seats are the watermelons, the blankets, the cold fowl, the Daguerrean instruments, cakes, the shawls, pies, overcoats. Now off we go!
Oh, do stop, oh do, cries a lady. I will get out, exclaims another.
But one and all affirm that to be next to impossible. It is too steep ever to reach the river on foot.
Oh, let me try, beseeches a lady.
Then, if you will, answers the gent, I will assist you. And she did try, and the gent did assist her to the bottom. But, oh, ye tall pines and spreading oaks, what a time they had of it. Well, slowly again we started, and with many heart flutterings and tremblings, fears and exclamations, on we go until, the anticipated danger over, we all stand in safety at the bottom of the railway. And then we calmly looked our enemy in the face and took courage.
Oh, bless me. Oh, catch me on that again.
Oh, who'd have thought it?
How steep it looks. Oh, dear me. Well, I never.
No, you don't, if I know myself. With sundry other remarks of surprise and consolation were interrupted by our guide and host, Dr. B, who informed us that the perpendicular height of the hill from where we stood to the top was 700 feet, and the length of the railway on the steep side of the hill was only 1,000 feet in length. You saw the building on the top where the logs lie, he continued.
Yes.
Well, that is called, by the workmen, the hypo. And the mill down here, where we stand, why, we call that the depot. So, we've got the hypo and the depot and the peephole.
Ah, right. Let me tell you the story. 045, fastest locomotive known by any man alive. On the 21st of April, she made a mad dash. Arrived at the depot, did not crash.
Ah, yeah. Well, you were supposed to arrive at the hypo.
Oh, no, I decided to give myself a hypo, and I just crashed.
Great, what are you talking about? Okay. So, you won't crash on the Bipolar Express. No, you won't. And that's on KLLG LP. Again, 97.9. They take all the credit. I do not represent anybody's opinion on this radio station. Right, Mike? Oh, okay. You didn't say it quick enough. They do. Hey, my good friend Matthew, I won't mention his last name because he might be embarrassed, but he's having a birthday. I'm going to go down and play, I think, I hope, and I've chosen a few songs when I think the birthday boy might like.
Ooh. Ah. Ooh. I saw my people say a man is made out of mud. Poor man made of muscle, blood, a muscle and blood, a skin and bone, a mind that weak and a back that strong. You load 16 times, what do you get? Another day older, deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning in the sun didn't shine. Picked up my shovel, walked to the mine, loaded 16 ton number 9 coal. Just dropped by Hollowell, bless my soul, you loaded 16 ton. What do you got? Another day older, deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't call me, cause I can't go. Oh, my soul to the company store. Drizzling rain, fighting in trouble, that's my middle name. Raised in the bottom by a mama hound,
mean as a dog,
but gentle as a lamb. 16 ton, what do you get? Another day older and a deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't call me, I can't go. Well, my soul to the company store. Whoa. Hey, you see me coming? You better step aside. A lot of men didn't, and a lot of men died. One fist of iron and one fist of steel. The right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 ton. What do you get? Another day older, deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't call me, I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Changing, bound for the glory. Ooh, bound for the glory, this train. This train, she's bound for the glory. Don't carry nothing but the righteous and the holy Lord, Lord. We are bound for the glory on this train. Don't carry no gamblers this train. Oh, no gamblers on this train. This train don't carry no gamblers, no high rollers, no midnight ramblers, cause this train is a bomb for the glory. This train's a good time train. Woo, good time train. This train's a good time train, a good time train, and you know we are bound for the glory. Wee-hee! Singing dance on this train. Woo! Now this train be singing dance. Swing on the boat, now take a chance, cause you know we are bound for the glory on this train. Come on, this train is bound for the glory. This train. This train is bound for the glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, don't carry nothing but the righteous and the whole train. You're bound for the glory now, the train. That's right. You gotta be happy. Yeah. Frame of mind, isn't it? You can fake it till you get happy.
And if you're pretending to be happy and people believe it, maybe you are. Who knows? What's the difference? Stop that whistling, good. That's a joke. Here's a little song he wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Come on. Don't worry. Yuppie! In every life you have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Don't worry. Be happy. Be happy. Oh. Do, 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 do. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody come and took your bed. Don't worry. Be happy. Landlord said your rent is late. You may have to lift the gate, but don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. Be happy, 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 happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style. Ain't got no girl to make you smile. Oh. Don't worry, be happy. Come on, come on, come on. Cause when you worry, your face will frown. That will bring everybody down. Hey, come on, be happy. Ooh, but I do, but I'm down, be happy, happy, happy. Are you happy out there? Mike said, yeah. Yeah. I'm happy too. I got my firewood in today. I even cleaned the fireplace today. That's plenty of reason to be happy. I'm lucky though. I do have a bed. And for those of you out there that don't, oh, it's going to be hard to be happy. Oh. Happy, love and peace out there. Love and peace out there. Peace and love, love and peace, love and peace. Yeah, I love the idea of love and peace and everybody having enough to eat and a place to sleep and and if you're really fortunate, a family that actually communicates with each other on a very loving and wonderful, just way. What a world would it be, wouldn't it? Hey, so many times, you know, we think we know what's going to happen. And so we fret and we stress and we conjure little bleak stories of selling our souls, which are already in hock. But again, we really don't know, right? And opportunity, good fortune, they may be just around the corner. So keep working out there. God helps those who help themselves. And remember, as Mac McCarty said, no mysteries are molding, the universe unfolding. But if good and bad are set apart, they'll tear your mind and break your heart. But what has no name still has no name. Piling dimensions on top of dimensions, though higher liars pull your wires and make you pay for what you say. Enlightenment's not a Mercedes-Benz. Nobody really knows what's happening. Nobody really knows what's happening. Nobody really knows what's happening, 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 happening. Just an illusion, illusion, illusion. All the confusion, fusion, fusion. Nobody really knows what's happening. Nobody really knows what's happening. conception, perception, preception, deception, seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, feeling, thinking, thinking, knowing, knowing you think, and thinking you know. We all have bodies as big as our minds also. Let it go and let it be, because you can know and you can see and you can appear through the universe. Nobody really knows what's happening. Nobody really knows what's happening. Nobody really knows what's happening, 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 happening. It's just an illusion, illusion, illusion. All the confusion, fusion, fusion. Nobody really knows what's happening. Nobody really knows what's happening. I have to say, you know, speaking of not really knowing what is happening these days, it's amazing how the worm has turned for our old friend cannabis. Have to say it. You know, the marketplace has become cannacentric with cannabinars. Those are seminars about cannabis, where cannivators, those are cultivators of cannabis, field canna questions about the present day canna culture and canna butter and canna oil and canna help you and canna worms and can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? Oh my gosh, how the times have changed. Hey, you know, that reminds me. Speaking of canna, I'm a can opener salesman. And I sell can openers that can open any can a can opener can open. And if this can opener can't open any can opener can open, send it back to the can opener factory and I'll send you another can that can open any can opener can open. Oh, Gregory. Yes, train. Yes, I'm all right. I'm okay. Yeah, oh boy. You know, there's a lot of grammar Nazis out there. They're reminding us of how Americans have been dumbed down, and English grammar really doesn't apply anymore. You know, communication, sometimes poor word usage, spelling, punctuation, it can interfere with communicating clearly your idea, by the way. And some grammar Nazis, as they're called, could care less about what you're trying to say because of a little grammatical error here and there. And, well, I must say, poor grammar, spoken or written, catches my ears, colors my opinion about what's being said sometimes. And I guess I'm a hoity-toity elitist, I guess. I don't know, sometimes. But then again, my old buddy Albert Saijo, he has a possible solution to all this with a short piece called Earth Slanguage with English on it. Are you ready for this? Sure you are. I want to wreck English once, especially stomp on Teutonic Romance Judeo-Roman bull. Loose Christian grip on tongue. Dump Greek after pre-Socratics. Pull English back toward root language of hominid before civilization. I want to creolize it, vandalize it, bend it toward Chinese, a vital, compact way of speaking and writing. So it ain't just white man talk that is bad news for everyone else. Strip it down to universal grammar that all animals understand. Make it so there's no formal vernacular or demotic, hieratic opposition. Cut punctuation to dash. Dash. You understand what I mean? Dash. That's all that matters. Dash. A lingo able to express meaning, spare or richly textured, dash. And while we're at it, let's make the written language of this coming universal pidgin. More pictographic, more rebus-like, dash. More hieroglyphic, dash. So everyone can read the funny papers and understand them. An Earth slanguage understood by every human on Earth as their birthright tongue. So everyone knows what everyone means, and no mistake. A slanguage for human post
civilization. N-Star. Ooh, well, I'll tell you something. That's pretty. Oh, 4 minutes. Oh, wow, I'm getting cut. Okay. Well, let me see what makes me whistle. Oh, okay, I'll cut this quickly. I think I can pull this off. Can you, Gregory? I don't know. Is my cable on the table? Is it there? Yes, it is. Okay, I'm back. Nonverbal, you know. Grunts. You don't have to say anything. How about it? A whistle. What the heck? Whistle. Train to Dallas. Whistle. Train to Dallas. I could puff, I could chug, I could love, but Dallas made a whistle out of me. Hey, what are you doing? Or, hey, that means I like it, right? How about you, readers? Hey, when you feeling sad, you feeling blue, Mikey? Come on down to KLLG, pull you through. You know, we can work it out. Together, we can work it out on the Bipolar Express. I said the Bipolar Express on a KLLD 97.9 FM radio. See you all next week. I won't see you, actually. Maybe I'll feel you. Come on. I want to feel you out there. Are you out there? Yeah. How much time we got? Got more time? Am I out of time? No. No, not the guillotine! No, no!